Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 21, 1805. Starting the portage. This morning, Captain Lewis starts the portage around the Great Falls. He begins with a short advance as a test to see how it will go. He is also eager to put his iron boat together and get it in the water. He hopes it will provide easier transportation for the baggage as they continue up the Missouri River. He writes the details in his journal.
This morning I employed the greater part of the men in transporting a part of the baggage over Portage Creek to the top of the high plain about 3 miles in advance on the portage. I also had one canoe carried on truck wheels to the same place and put the baggage in it in order to make an early start in the morning. As the route of our portage is not yet entirely settled, and it would be inconvenient to remain in the open plain all night at a distance from water, which would probably be the case if we did not set out early, as the latter part of the route is destitute of water for about 8 miles. Having determined to go to the upper part of the portage tomorrow in order to prepare my boat and receive and take care of the stores as they were transported, I caused the iron frame of the boat and the necessary tools, my private baggage and instruments, to be taken as part of the load, also the baggage of Joseph Fields, Sergeant Gass, and John Shields, whom I had selected to assist me in constructing the leather boat. I readily perceive several difficulties in preparing the leather boat, which are the want of convenient and proper timber, bark, skins, and above all that of pitch to pay her seams, a deficiency that I really know not how to surmount, unless it to be by means of tallow and pounded charcoal, which mixture has answered a very good purpose on our wooden canoes heretofore. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 21, 1805.
The portable boat, which Lewis now calls his leather boat, the iron boat, or my darling invention, has been on his mind ever since the start of the expedition. He had the iron frame fabricated at Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and will finally be able to test it at the White Bear Islands at the end of the portage. Tomorrow, Captain Clark pilots the Corps through the portage.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.